So the learning today should be a schus, Ilui Nishmas Yaakov's father.
Arshi
His neshama should have an aliyah. Beautiful siyum you made today. It should also be a schus for Neil and neshama for Adir Chaver Chaim Elozim and Shem Shinaryeh, as well as Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem and Sion. And it should be a schus for Fur Shleim of Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Menorachol Chanaliyah b'Shein Derachol and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their life to protect it. So we are continuing in the topic of Dibur. I'm going to see today. We're going to do a few more of the things that are no-nos. I'm going to see tomorrow if we can do an extra page and sort of wrap up that topic. So when we restarted in Mitzvah Shem on Chol HaMoed, wink, wink, we'll be able to, we'll be hopefully Chol HaMoed, we'll be able to just pick it up from where he talks about now after giving a harichus. He says, now I'll tell you what you should be doing with your mouth. But let's continue. We are holding on page 520. He says like this: Asil Adam Leimar Leichatasi. It's also for a person to say, "I didn't sin." So if you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar and someone's accusing you of doing something wrong, you're not allowed to say, "I'm not doing anything wrong," and come up with reasons and excuses why that's the case. Sharei Ksiv, because the pasuk says, "Hineni nishpat aysach al amrech leichatasi." I'm going to judge you just for saying I didn't sin. That there's a special din that happens on someone who tries to justify his actions, and we're going to see that v'zeh ha'yechilek bein Shaul leDavid. This was the difference between Shaul and David. The Gemara deals with this question because the Gemara asks a very fascinating question. The Gemara says, "Shaul ba'achas va'olsalay David b'shtayim v'lay olsalay," which the question is. Is Shaul only did essentially one thing wrong. Now we know he did a couple of things wrong. He did Noivir Kayanim, but he got a kapara for that. Essentially, he did one thing wrong. His thing wrong was giving into pressure to the people. He did it in Gilgal, and he did it again by Amalek. It was pressure from the people to spare the lives, or in the case of Gilgal, to go and offer the karbanos before Shmuel came. So the Gemara calls that the achas. David did two things wrong. David's two things wrong are the Maisa wife by Bathsheba, and also, I believe it's the census. I don't remember the second thing that David was held accountable for, but I believe it's the census. Now, assuming that David did those two things wrong, the question is, Shaul only did one thing wrong. Why? By Shaul, Shmuel comes along and says, you know what, for what you did, HaKadosh Baruch who's tripping the malchus. Not only that, by Amalek, Nichamti, Hashem regrets the Kaviyachol having made you the malach. And by David, a couple of things wrong and he didn't. What's the chiluk? He says here, beautiful. Shaul tried to come up with tainus. By Shmuel, first Shaul says, I did what Hashem wanted. He was so happy. And Shmuel says, no, you didn't. And then Shaul comes up with a justification. How could I let all the oilers and zvachim go to waste? I killed most of the men. I killed most of the, I spared the lives of some of the women, the children, and Agag, and the sheep and the cattle. So because of that, he's saying here that one of the answers is David immediately by Maisa Bathsheba. What is David's first thing? So Nasan comes to David and Nasan gives him a whole mashal. He says there's a poor man and a rich man. He gives him a case. David thinks it's a real case. He gives him a din Torah. He says there's a poor man and a rich man. The poor man has one sheep that was almost a ben bayis. The rich man had thousands of sheep, and yet the rich man took the poor man's sheep and he killed it. And David says, Ben Mavisu, that he deserves Misa for stealing the one sheep from the poor man. And Nasan says, that's you. And what ends up happening is that David immediately asked for forgiveness. So because David immediately admitted what he did wrong and he took accountability and Shaul did not, that's why, that's one of the differences. Again, there's other shatim, but that's the one that he's bringing down. Well, David, take a famar chatasi. Right away he says, chatasi, v'heshev lai nasan anavi gam Hashem hevir chatascha. Hashem has commuted your avera. V'af etzal b'nei adam hamayde yiruchem, to all those who admit guilt, Hashem is going to have rachmanus. Lo'ichen ha'mavakesh toydos ha'tchias ha'lev yadeyem la'akelim la'akalkales. Not someone who seeks justification. And he says, a person's heart knows whether his intent is for an ache or for an akalkalis, which is a net, or akalkalis is crookedness. Now, this is based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin that we had, where there was someone that was observed not keeping Shemitah. He was picking up, he was cutting down vines. Now, pruning your vineyard is usher during Shemitah. So one of the rabbanim said to Reish Lakish, maybe he needs it for a net. He's not pruning the field. He needs to make a net. So Reish Lakish says, the heart knows whether you're making a net or whether you're doing something that's crooked. And that's the idea. The idea is you can try to justify it to other people, but God knows the truth. The truth is always clear to others. And anyone who hears is going to basically be upset by your azus. Not only are you not doing it, but you're not only are you doing something wrong, but you are trying to double down on it. In this way, the second aveira is even worse than the first one, because it's bad enough you did something wrong. But when you try to compound it by trying to justify it, now you're doing even worse. By pretending that he's blameless, you're sort of dismissing your friend. You're basically telling your friend, oh, you think you saw me do something wrong? You have no idea what you saw. You're like an animal that eats straw that can't tell the difference between what he's seeing. Also to speak towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to complain. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being unfair. Rak Yamin, a person should always believe, Ki Yatzur Tamim Paloi, God's ways are perfect. And we just don't understand. And when something's happening and we think it's unfair, we have to just recognize and say that it's because of my lack of understanding, I don't see the whole picture. But not Chas V'Shalom that Hashem's picking on me, and not Chas V'Shalom that Hashem's being unfair. Also, Limsar Din Al Chaverish, Shemaskirin Le'evanoisvu Yonish Techila. It's also Aser to ask Hashem to punish someone else who's causing you wrong, because this causes your own averus to be recalled in Shemayim, and you're going to be punished first. And this was something that Bruria taught Reb Meir, because Reb Meir was davening that the mafia guys in his neighborhood should die. And Bruria said, don't daven that they should die, daven that they should do tshuva. And this was the idea, that because Reb Meir's own averus are going to be called for a din in Shemayim. You should always be in the habit of forgiving people and say, Hashem should forgive anyone who pains me. Now, even if you don't say the whole Ribbono Shel Olam before you go to sleep, this is all you really need to say. I heard Rabbi Reisman say this once by one of his shiurim. You don't need to say the whole Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, I'm not talking Hamat Bill, that's something else. But there's a whole Ribbono Shel Olam, a lengthy paragraph. Ribbono Shel Olam, Arini Meichel, Lechol Mishehechez, Vikner Oisi, which I say. But you don't have to do that. You really just need to say, Sharei Le Mare Lechol Manditaran. Hashem should forgive everyone who pained me. And that's it. And your Yotze, your forgiveness. In this way, you'll be cherished above and below. It's also to contradict the words of your parents, the words of your Rebbe, by saying it's not true. It says, it's also us to say, yeah, what they said was correct. As if you know, as if they need your consent or approval for their words. It's disrespectful. Afilu divrei chaver aser listar, and even a friend who you're not mechuyev necessarily to honor, but it's still problematic for a person to contradict the ikal amechash machlekas v'sina, if contradicting him is going to create an argument. Asalitein shalom l'rabbi. It's also to address one rebbe as your equal by extending a greeting, alahashav shalom l'rabbi, or to return a greeting like you do with a friend. So essentially, it has to be a different level. It has to be some respect. You can't, do a handshake or fist pump with the rabbi or pat the rabbi in the back. It's disrespectful. You have to show some respect when you do it, even if that's the way that you normally give shalom to other people. Rather, let him not say anything at all if he's not going to be able to stand in awe. Or you say, with a respectful lashon, Rabbi Meiri, and it's also to call your father, your mother, or your rebbe by their names, which means when you, so Geich, this is one of the things that Gehazi, he referred to Elisha as Elisha without giving him the title of Rebbe. Okay, let's hold it here.